Pred Film Radio. Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Pred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 20th Sarajevo Film Festival, and I'm here for the Talent Sarajevo. Especially I'm in company of Eleonora Veninova, director of the House of Three Flags, which participated in the Pack and Pitch project. So, Eleonora, welcome. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me for this conversation. It's a pleasure.
Just came out of the public pitch section and the award ceremony. So you must be tired, but relaxed.
Yeah, definitely. It's a relief to get it over with and now just, you know, chat with the other people.
But you were very good at pitching your project.
Thank you. I exercised a lot, so I'm grateful it came through.
So I would, as I did with your co-participants, I would like to ask you to pitch your project for us, for our listeners.
Okay, so I'll give you a brief pitch, not to take too much of your time. The House of Three Flags is a comedy film about this American family that lives in socialist Yugoslavia in 1991. And when the borders start to change and there is all this turmoil in Yugoslavia, their house is suddenly divided between three newly formed countries. So their living room and bedroom is in one country, the children's room in another, and the kitchen is in another country. And obviously this is a big problem for this ordinary American family that wants to lead an ordinary life. And they have to find a way to unite in one country, get out visas and passport from the new countries, and also avoid the leader of the local leader of the Communist Party, who believes they are spies, spying for the American, and also that have caused the dissolution of Yugoslavia. So in this wild chase among borders, officers, finally they manage to escape, of course, but their destination is not what they had hoped for, because they get on their own boat and end up in the Soviet Union.
So what I wanted to ask you, why did you choose to tell this story? How did you come up with the idea?
Well, I was living in Los Angeles and studying there, and a lot of Americans asked me, you know, what happened to Yugoslavia. They wanted to know a bit of history, and I could never explain in a couple of words what happened, because even I'm not clear, and I think we are still not clear about what happened with the country and how did we get to have all these wars and divisions and borders. So I started explaining it very simply as, okay, imagine a house. We all lived in the same house, and one day we woke up and there were borders in this house. So to me, that is an explanation that I give to myself, and this film is kind of a way to give a comedic perspective of a rather painful political situation in the Balkans.
Now, what's next for you?
I'm going to do a short film probably next year. It's a story about two old men, the only remaining men in a remote Macedonian village, who fight over the last remaining grave in the village, and who dies first gets the grave, of course.
I so want to see that.
Well, thank you. I hope that you will soon.
So. Congratulations, I thank you for your imagination. That's the most amazing thing.
Thank you very much.
And thank you, and obviously good luck with the film.
Thank you very much. Hope to see you at another festival, perhaps at the premiere.
I'm sure about it.
Thanks.
And this was Eleonora Veninova with her film The House of Three Flags, her project. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 20th Sarajevo International Film Festival for FRED, the Festival Insider.